Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in all over North America. Man, it's good to be here. Happy Friday to ya. Better late than never. Shout outs to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you for being here. Of course, we're a couple of hours away from Game 6 of the World Series in Toronto. We got some fans in Toronto that are trying to have a party today, tonight. We got the Dodgers trying to push things to a Game 7. Okay, speaking of a Game 7, the World Series is almost over, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. The Dolphins, are they done yet? Well, they've been done. The general manager, Chris Greer, is done. Mike McDaniel is still around. The Ravens, they're showing life. Are they going to be sticking around? We got my main man, Cordell Woodland, who's going to be here next hour to have a chat with us about whether or not these Ravens can still turn things around this season. We're going to talk some more NFL. It's going to be pretty fun. This will be a good show. We got Eric Edholm from the NFL Network. He'll be here with us in about 2 hours from now. We're going to talk basketball and football. Shohei Ohtani, this might be the last time we see him on the season. Arch Manning, still dealing with concussion issues. What the heck is going on with Arch? We'll talk about that. Things are still ridiculous at LSU. I'm going to talk about Wembanyama. How could you not talk about Wembanyama? Like, we live in such a great era of sports right now. Well, we got Victor Wembanyama and Shohei Ohtani going at it at the same damn time. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, you can do that too. Here's a phone number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet, you're scrolling your life away, trying to burn time, entertain yourself, I'm there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place, everywhere, on social media. Without a shadow of a doubt. Here we are. Better late than never. Hey, Botcher, what happened? Y'all tried to break my key card? What happened?
Yeah, there was a couple things that went wrong. Couple things.
Okay.
We got hijacked by aliens, bunch of other stuff.
Well, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you, too. It just can't go without a couple scary things happening.
A couple of scary things. So are you in the studio in New York? What are you dressed up? You ready for Halloween? You got an outfit on? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm wearing a USA tracksuit from Beer Fest, the movie.
You did tell me that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm nothing. I'm just a guy.
I thought I was Kobe.
You thought I was COVID, or Kobe Bryant?
Somebody called me Kobe Bryant in the streets of Manhattan, and I look nothing like Kobe Bryant.
Oh, you were representing for Team USA.
Yeah, but at the same time, of all the players, you choose Kobe, not like John Stockton.
Oh, I mean, how many USA white guys have we had? I mean, who else would you be?
Leitner.
Christian Leitner, you tall enough?
No. Maybe Joe Harris. Nah, he's tall too. I'm short.
Joe Harris played for Team USA?
Yep, for the...
Select team?
No, he made the team that lost, was it the gold something with KD and them? That was the first time we didn't win.
Was this the Olympics?
No, it was the year before.
Oh, yeah, no, we ain't talking about no World Cup, bro. Yeah. Nobody pays attention to any of that. Well, happy Halloween. I am absolutely nothing for Halloween. I'm just me. When I step outside of the studio, I will be in here in Atlanta, Georgia, surrounded by freaks, people out here celebrating Halloween. I think one of the wildest outfits I've ever seen a couple of years ago when we still are out of COVID, but immediately out of COVID, I saw somebody outside. They were dressed as a germ and they were COVID. Everybody knew what they were. I've never seen that before. Quite unique. I can't wait to see what people think of next. I saw someone dressed as... I can't even say this on the radio. They were dressed as the giver of life, a giant giver of life. I will allow you to utilize your imaginations. I've seen that before in my life. I've never seen a life-size one just kind of walking down the street. Hey, it's 2025. People do all types of interesting things. So, hey, if you're out there doing a Halloween thing, hey, be safe, okay? Have fun. Get your kids some candy. Do it safely. Make sure there's nothing crazy in the candy, okay? And people try to do wild things. And be safe and have fun. Halloween is a day for all the freaks to come out at night and be accepted. And sometimes they are accepted. It depends on how much you... Never mind. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Somebody got a lot of time on their hands, not me. I'll be here for a little while. It's Chris Greer, the GM for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we had somebody calling up for about a couple of weeks going, oh, they never fire him. Oh, the Brian Flores lawsuit. I love how everybody always comes up with the, what shall we call them? These theories, these conspiracy theories. Well, Chris Greer got the boot. The Miami Dolphins got smoked again in ugly fashion yesterday. In the return of Lamar Jackson, the Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. And Chris Greer goes down. And now we have a report that Mike McDaniel, he will last the season. No surprise. I guess if you're Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, you want to take the approach of, well, let's just, the ship is sinking. Let's not just plunge it down to the deep. Let's have some stability here. As Lamar Jackson came back yesterday, had four touchdowns, had no problem. Derrick Henry, 119 yards on the ground. This was a complete waste of time game, unless you had some skin in the game, unless you had some money on the table, unless you had something that was going to give you a nice payout. And after every single one of these losses, I always think about, well, what is Tua going to say next? What stupidity is going to come out of Tua Tagovailoa's mouth? Tua Tagovailoa is pretty hilarious. Tua actually said that some of the Ravens fans in Miami were disruptive for them at the line of scrimmage. I'm like, come on now, Tua. Is this really what we're doing right now? Every week, Tua says, my teammates don't show up to work on time. Tua says, I'm not as good as Josh Allen. Tua comes out and says something wild all the time. What's the latest thing that Tua said? He says, our offense, well, we couldn't get it together. We know, Tua, we know. The fumbles, the interception, we know, Tua.
I think for us, offensively, just started with the little things. You know, we're off a little bit here on this play. We're off a little bit there on that play. And we just couldn't find our flow in that. And then when we did find our flow, we had some penalties. We had some issues going on with that.
Oh, yeah, penalties, this going on with that. Well, Mike McDaniel was asked about the crowd turning on them. They got good reason. This is what he had to say about being at home getting booed.
Yeah, it sucks. That sucks. All of that does. But, you know, I think it's a pretty consistent formula of, you know, fans enjoy winning. And so our expectation is that we have to do the work and do the right things for fans to enjoy the experience.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you suck, we're going to boo. And I mean, I guess it really does stink to be booed at home. There's a lot of people that know that experience. There's a lot of people who go home, don't want to walk in the door, and know the minute that they walk in. It may not be Boo, but you get the feeling of a Boo. It's like, damn, I just walked in the door. Can I get a break here? Okay, the Miami Dolphins, they really do suck. And then we got the news earlier today that Chris Greer, he got fired. He's done. He's cooked. And then we got the report that Mike McDaniel, he's basically going to babysit the ugly, bad child that he cannot control for the rest of the season. Somebody has to do it. And I guess maybe Stephen Ross doesn't want to look like a complete joke, and let's fire the GM. Even though the trade deadline is upon us, nobody cares about the GM. We can at least let the coach sit there while we crash and burn. Okay, I told you Mike McDaniel is babysitting the bad, ugly child that does not listen. Hey, sit down over there. Baby does not care. Hey, you need to eat your vegetables. Baby does not care. You need to listen to me. Baby does not care. Mike McDaniel was asked, is the team still listening to you, these badass kids? Listen to this.
We see evidence that these guys are still playing hard, that they have not quit. But as I talked to them last night in the locker room, a lot of them talked about details and a lot of self-inflicted damage. And so I'm wondering, do you think your daily message is getting through to the players and your overall message is getting through to them?
I would say so, because they just used my messaging.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's exactly what, you know, they're so the understanding and executing, like they're understanding that the details are the nitty gritty. I think the message is getting through. For various reasons that aren't always the same. Sometimes those details are getting lost in the heat of battle.
Can regurgitate a few things that you said doesn't mean that the message is getting through. Okay, I can go ahead and have a conversation with a parrot or a parakeet. I can tell them a lot of things. They can repeat what I say verbatim. That doesn't mean that they're going to listen. That doesn't mean that the message is getting through. And so Miami, using ships is a bad analogy, okay? Because they're dolphins, right? Dolphins swim. They're supposed to be intelligent. If you listen to some of these things, I guess dolphins here and there can be pretty aggressive, but not these dolphins. These dolphins suck, okay? They are a sinking ship. They belong at the bottom of the ocean. They're crabs, okay? They're crustaceans. They believe that they should be on the bottom just picking crap off of the bottom. It's ugly in Miami right now, and it's going to be an ugly 2 months, November, December, beginning of January, until Mike McDaniel is fired. Okay, God bless him. Today is Halloween. Maybe he could have a day off, and he can go trick-or-treating, get some candy. Maybe it'll make him feel better. Maybe that big check that he's getting from Stephen Ross will make him feel better. I guess things aren't all that glum for somebody in Florida. People that have to suffer, well, it's the Dolphins fans. Yeah, Mike McDaniel will be gone next, and then Tua will be right on up out the door. And believe that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I temporarily got abducted by aliens, but here I am, okay? We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Well, I don't know what's going on in Florida. We got an issue with Travis Hunter. I got to update you on that. Why is Travis Hunter on injured reserve? Okay, was it bad candy? Was it bad fish? What happened to this guy that's supposed to be playing offense and defense? And of course, now all of a sudden the Jaguars, well, they haven't looked so hot, and now they really don't. I'll give you an update on Travis Hunter. Of course, we're going to talk World Series. We're going to get into Ohtani. We're going to talk Wembanyama. We'll give an update on Arch Manning. There's so much to do on this Halloween Friday trick-or-treat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before we went to break, we talked about that ugly Thursday night football matchup, at least ugly for the Miami Dolphins as they got smoked by the Baltimore Ravens in the return of Lamar Jackson. Four touchdown passes by Lamar Jackson. Miami Dolphins, turnovers, interception, fumbles. They had it all. They had such an outing that the general manager, Chris Greer, was fired. Mike McDaniel apparently will stay on throughout the course of the season, and things aren't looking good in Miami. Unfortunately, if we go further north to Jacksonville, Florida, all the way north of Florida, things ain't looking good out there too. Because earlier today, we learned that Travis Hunter, I don't want to say he has a little bit of a boo-boo. I don't want to, you know, call the guy a kid. But he has an injury that is placing him on injured reserve. Listen to what came down the pipe, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news out of the NFL. The Jaguars' two-way star Travis Hunter has been placed on the IR. He'll miss at least four games with a knee injury. He suffered it at practice on Thursday. It's a tough blow for the number two overall pick, who was coming off of his best offensive game as a pro. Prior to the team's bye week, he was cooking. But then he went for a career-high 8 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown in a loss to the Rams in London. The earliest Hunter will be eligible to return is on November 30th in Nashville against the Titans.
Yeah, this is ugly right now for the Jaguars, okay? They got a record of 4-3. Good for them, and congratulations. Their next opponent this upcoming Sunday will be the Las Vegas Raiders. It would have been nice to see Travis Hunter out there, I don't know, maybe picking off Geno Smith, because that's what Geno Smith is good at right now. That wouldn't be good for you if you're a fan of the Raiders. Well, this entire situation with Geno Smith is not good for the Raiders. But my ultimate point is, Travis Hunter's gone. He's going to be out 4 weeks. And let's be real. I mean, yeah, outside of a game where he hauled in 101 yards receiving, it appears that Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has decided to take a slow approach to integrating him into the NFL. And why the hell not? This is not Colorado. This is not Jackson State. This is not Mississippi. There was going to be a period of adjustment. Okay, you can think about Travis Hunter. I always think about his size. He's like 6 feet, 6'1". He's real thin. He's below 200 pounds. And I said, how is he going to last physically? And he was already kind of busted up in college. And yeah, it may have been a cheap shot here or there, but he was susceptible to injury because in a lot of cases, I mean, he's one of the smallest dudes on the field, especially for a wideout. We can look at guys like Devontae Smith, but when you're playing offense and defense, man, you're really now doubling your chances to go out there and get smoked. So Travis Hunter this year on offense, 28 catches, 298 yards, and one touchdown. On defense, yeah, scant statistics. This man has 15 total tackles, no interceptions. This is what the Jacksonville Jaguars brought in. Three first-round picks in order to get this guy. What are we doing here? They moved up to the second spot with the Cleveland Browns to bring in Travis Hunter. Liam Cohen better figure it out. And I heard injury today, and I said, well, when did he get hurt? They said it was non-contact, and the head coach didn't have too many details on when we'll see Travis Hunter, how he got hurt, what's going to happen next. He just said what we all know. This sucks, and he feels awful for Travis.
Feel bad for the guy, you know, for the kid, for our team, for everything. But, you know, he's in good spirits right now, and minor setback for a major comeback. you know, that's just the way it's got to be.
Enough of that, man. When is he coming back? I know he's on injured reserve. That's automatically 4 weeks. When is he going to return?
That I don't know. You know, we're still assessing. We haven't gotten all of the information. This all kind of got going last night, you know, when we got some information. So we're still waiting on further information to be able to determine how long it could be.
Oh, this season, it's a loss. It's a loss. I mean, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, at least now, maybe a lot of the conversations about trading away Brian Thomas Jr., that'll be kind of settled and quieted down. You can't move him. You can't. I mean, why? You already are missing now one part of the offense and Travis Hunter that you hope was going to continue to blossom and grow on the offensive side of the ball. He's gone. And so maybe Brian Thomas will act like he's a football player now and maybe get close to 1,000 yards and the 9 touchdowns that he had a season ago. I don't see him moving next week when the trade deadline comes by on November 4th. And then the development of Travis Hunter. Yeah, sure, fine. Yeah, he might be back at the end of the season. We really don't even know what the injury is. If it was an ACL, I'm sure we would have heard. If they had to cut him open, I'm sure you would have heard. Is there a sprain? I assume that's the case. It just sucks. And to be honest, it doesn't matter whether or not the injury took place in practice or whether or not the injury took place in the game. Travis Hunter is going to have to go through this season, whatever's left of it. He's going to have to come back, play a game or two, if he can come back. And next year will actually be the true determination as to who and what he is. And maybe not even then. This is just, it's unfortunate. And even Liam Cohen said, yeah, it sucks for him, but the timing of it, awful.
Definitely not ideal timing. Not that any injury is ever ideal timing. But got to believe his mental, the makeup, his general attitude towards life, and how things, how he handles dealing with specific situations. I have a lot of belief in Travis as a person, as a competitor, to come back better than ever.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, well, what is better than ever? Like, we need him. Nobody's expecting him to be what he was at Colorado. But what's better than ever? Better than now? You would assume, being a rookie in the NFL, that next year would be better. And that's what I'm looking to. I'm just hoping that all of the draft capital that the Jaguars gave up to get him, I just hope that the Heisman and all the hype, I hope that he can live up to it. Because ultimately, if he does not, he's going to lean heavily towards being an offensive player. And let's just throw him out there on the defense. And everybody that I talk to, and some of these people that played in the NFL, these are big names. Some people say, hey, he needs to go out there and play defense. Some people say he needs to abandon defense and go and do offense. There's no clear-cut answer for what awaits Travis Hunter. But with all the capital that they traded to get him in there, you better use him to score touchdowns and then also occasionally go out there and stop him. Let's see if another offseason can get him bigger and stronger and less susceptible to injury. Good luck to Travis Hunter. You haven't heard anything negative about the guy. People try to make negative things up about him, but with his wife or girlfriend, whatever she is. But, hey, it happens to a lot of people. Good luck to Travis Hunter and the Jaguars. Yeah, well, I mean, I could have told you this at the start of the season. Better luck next year. There ain't no championship going to that part of Florida. Shout-outs to Jacksonville. Had a lot of fun in Jacksonville. Get the Gators. Get Georgia, get the Bulldogs, get the big old cocktail party out there. Bacha, have you heard about that?
No. What is this? I got intrigued.
World's largest cocktail party. Georgia, Florida.
Is it just like the amount of people? Or is it like the cocktails are also like the biggest?
No, it is a massive party in Jacksonville. That's it. Just a massive tailgate, a big party before the game. It is absolutely bananas.
Yeah, not for me. Too many people gets me a little flustered, to say the least.
These people are drunk.
Yeah, that's the issue. Way too many drunk people.
Let's put it this way. In order for me a couple of years ago to get into my hotel room in Jacksonville, I'm talking about to get onto the elevator. So they have security in the lobby of the hotel, okay?
Okay.
They have wristbands in order for you to even get on the elevator. They're checking you again to get on the elevator. I'm like, am I at my hotel or am I at a club right now? This is a nice hotel, too.
It's better than getting swarmed, to be fair, or having just random people on the floors.
Batra, I asked, I said, why? I said, if I'm staying here at the hotel and you're giving me a physical key that I can use to go up and down on the elevator, and you got security at the door, you have security for me to get on the elevator, why do I need a wristband? And they said extra security precautions to make sure people who don't belong here. And I was, okay, fine, I get it. And then they tell me a story. They go, yeah, it was a bunch of years ago. And how they did this, I had no idea. They say, yeah, somebody pushed an air conditioner out of the window. And I said, okay, listen, just say no more. Say no more. So, yeah, let's say I will only go back unless, there's a check in it for me, okay? Put it that way.
No cocktails.
Yeah, no cocktails. I didn't have no cocktails out there. There was a lot of people having cocktails at 7 and 8 in the morning out there. Shout-outs to them. Heck is going on out here? Looks like people are having a Halloween fire outside of the studio window. I got to do some investigating. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Unfortunately, Travis Hunter, he goes down with an injury. Okay, we got Lamar Jackson who came back from an injury. We got Arch Manning who was concussed last week. What the heck is going on with him? We got a lot of NFL players who are pretty busted up as well. We got a lot to discuss. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh yeah, people got a lot of thrills in Baltimore last night. I mean, there's always a lot of thrills in, and let the music play. It's Halloween. We like the, who doesn't like Thriller? Here we go. Yeah, people love Thriller. A lot of thrills in Baltimore all the time. A good thrill for Ravens fans. Ravens now have a record of 3-5. They smoked those Dolphins. And unfortunately, we just had to talk about the injury to Travis Hunter. He's on injured reserve, but now we got, Lamar Jackson. He came back last night. Had himself a damn good game. 4 touchdowns, like he never missed a beat. Completed 18 of 23 passes. That completion percentage is almost at 80%. Didn't need to rush the ball. Only had 14 rushing yards, but who needs it? I mean, the Miami Dolphins were basically gifting him and Mark Andrews touchdowns. I mean, Mark Andrews hauled in 2 of them suckers. Okay, so unfortunately, Travis Hunter goes down and Lamar Jackson comes back. And Mark Andrews, the recipient of 2 of those TDs, he says, we're dangerous with Lamar Jackson on the field. Yeah, Mark, we know. We know this.
That's a 2-time MVP for a reason. And, he looked incredible tonight. I know that we're just going to continue to get better and better and better. And, 8 leading the charge, we're a dangerous team.
Yeah, well, we know you're dangerous. You got a ways to go. All right, this team, it still sucks. Well, they have sucked. They got a hole to dig out of. They got a record of 3-5. And I've talked about who they have to face. They got New England here on the schedule. They're not going to help. At least right now, they take on Minnesota. They should beat Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy should be back by the time they go out there and face them on the field. But Lamar Jackson, he says, look, we got to win every single game we can if we want to do anything. Listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's do or die, you know, win or go home. And usually, you know, we start off winning games. And we never be behind. But right now we're behind and we all got to step it up.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got head coach Captain Miserable with no Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. He talked about this last night as well. He says, look, last night's win was big over the Dolphins. We still have more work to do if we want to make the postseason. I still think they could turn things around. Listen to what Coach Harbaugh had to say.
Two games under 500, that's all it means. But we're two games under 500, right? We were four games under 500. So that's where we're at. Now we'll get a couple extra days, and we'll get ready for Minnesota in Minnesota, the second leg of our three-game road journey here. So proud of the guys, and proud of the faith that they showed.
Yeah, this is one of the cool elements and one of the cool stories that we now have in the NFL. Can the Baltimore Ravens turn things around? I say yes, I do. I think it's just a matter of health. I mean, you have Lamar Jackson back. He's missed the past three games. We know they started off bad. Well, I mean, one of the reasons why they have their current record is because of his injury. But they're not that bad. I think we've had a lot of people, and I said that they were done. I said that. I said, put a fork in them. I had to even defend John Harbaugh from a lot of the callers who would hit us up. Shout-outs to everybody listening in Baltimore. But we would get plenty of callers going, fire Harbaugh today, get him out of here. And so what? Do you still want to fire Coach Harbaugh? Okay, do you want to rock the boat? You want to flip over completely? I mean, the waters, you know, they've been able to kind of steady themselves in it right now. You want to flip things over now? This is why I say sometimes you got to chill. If you don't want Coach Harbaugh coaching the Ravens at the end of the season, so be it. Fine, I get it. But let's just fire him to start the season. Yeah, just turn things into a clown show. Turn yourselves into the Miami Dolphins. What we saw last night was a team that could compete for an AFC championship versus a clown show last night. We saw the Ravens versus the Dolphins. You don't want to be the Dolphins. You don't want to be the Jets. And just firing a head coach who's had success, even though he didn't have enough success for you, just firing him in the middle of the season, it turns you into Ringling Brothers. And by the way, Ringling Brothers, man, I saw them. They tried to bring that circus back. That circus sucks. And I'm not going to say it's because of the animals, okay? I don't need PETA sending me any emails. PETA has sent me some supportive emails sometimes. PETA has sent me some emails going, JR, what you talking about? I love animals. I've seen circuses without animals. Ringling Brothers suck. Hey, Botch, you ever seen Ringling Brothers? No? Probably not, right?
I haven't been to a circus since I was like 7, 8 years Damn. Old. But even still, it was not for me just because the animals are cool when they were there.
Oh.
But like, I could go without them. And then even still, people doing flips, I can see that in the subway.
You never seen somebody getting shot out of a cannon in the subway?
So on a good day, I can not see yet. That. Not yet, but on a good day, that's possible. But that doesn't interest me. Someone, like, I can go home and watch a movie where someone does that.
A movie, but this is why you see it in person, man. A movie? For all of that, you might as well sit in front of your screen your whole life.
No. Okay. Okay. This is deeper. If I see someone shoot themselves out of a cannon,
yeah,
and they unfortunately go wrong and they get critically hurt, that's going to stay with me and scar me for the rest of my life. If I watch a movie, I know it's going to be edited to where the person will be okay.
So you live your life. You don't want to go to circuses because you, A, don't like them, and B, you don't want to see anybody get critically injured.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a double whammy. I don't want to see anybody get, like...
All right.
I know I watch sports where people get hurt all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I saw, did you see Scatterboo's ankle the other day?
I did. So that, like, I don't like seeing that. So oh, right. I feel like circuses are more likely to have injuries.
You know, most of the time they got nets at these circuses, right? The guy with the trapeze has a net. The cannon guy has a net. You know, they have safety precautions so people aren't just freaking the kids out, right?
I know, but like, I've seen Batman, and I know what happens to Robin's parents.
Oh, they died on the trapeze, huh?
Yeah, they fell.
Wow. I'm highly concerned that you allowed a DC comic to, you know, kind of skew your viewpoint on life. But hey, you know, hey, Bacha, I got to tell you, don't be shocked now. I have to cross the street quite frequently. Does that concern you?
No, I'm good. I took a training course when I was like 7 years old about how to cross the street properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to cross a couple of streets to get to my car when I leave here. Okay. I'll be okay.
I hope so. I don't know.
Yeah. It's Halloween. Okay, anyway. Speaking of injuries, Arch Manning suffered an injury last week, overtime. We don't know if he's going to be available tomorrow. We saw, well, not him. He was knocked down. Caldwell had to come out and throw the game-winning touchdown. Texas beat Mississippi State, and Arch Manning, we have no idea whether he's going to be in action tomorrow against Vanderbilt. Okay, we know Vanderbilt is kind of shot out of a cannon. There you go. How about that? They got a 7-1 record. This is the best that they've been in just about forever. You got a quarterback in Diego Pavia. Nobody talked about him winning anything. He could potentially win the Heisman. And if Vanderbilt wins tomorrow, they go 8-1. But then if Texas loses, they go 6-3. And then you could start looking at them for the college football playoff, and they might be on the outside looking in. We have no idea whether Arch is going to be ready to go tomorrow or whether they're going to have to go with Caldwell, his backup. Listen to Molly McGrath earlier today on ESPN about Arch's status.
Well, I think, Amina, his chances look really good. We met with their head coach, Steve Sarkisian, just moments ago, and he told us that things continue to trend positively for their quarterback, Arch Manning, after he suffered a concussion in overtime of last week's game. And he said that Manning has not suffered any setbacks this week, doesn't have any symptoms. They'll continue to monitor him, and he's going to meet with doctors first thing on Saturday morning before the game to determine his final availability. But the Longhorns are hopeful that Manning will be available for this game.
Man, if he ain't out there playing, they better hope and they better pray that they can walk away with a victory. God bless Texas for having a great defense. I think it's going to be difficult for Vanderbilt, whoever's out there, you know, playing quarterback for the Texas Longhorns. But people want to see Arch. Come on, man. I've wanted to see him. And I know a lot of people looked at him and, oh, he's not what he is. And the guy is in his first year, okay, where he's actually the starter. And he's not going to do anything but build upon this. And so I want the more Arch, the better. I think Vanderbilt might take a loss tomorrow just because of that defense. Let's see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about some more injuries. We'll talk about the Ravens with Cordell Woodland. And we'll talk about LSU. We got a lot to do on the Infinity Sports Network. JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.